If people in Connecticut are going a little crazy this time of year, basketball fans can forgive them. The University of Connecticut Huskies, both the men's and women's teams, are in the NCAA Final Four. That makes UConn just the fifth school to send both teams to the tournament in the same year. Tondalea Wilder of member station WSHU went to the epicenter of Husky Mania, the University of Connecticut campus at Storrs.
A crowd of cheering fans is standing behind a line of yellow caution tape outside the UConn Huskies gym. The scene is straight out of Hollywood. The local TV and print media are here. The police have closed off traffic, and people are maneuvering for the best position for pictures and autographs. It's cold and rainy. Still, these diehard UConn Husky fans are determined to give their men's basketball team a personal send-off. The campus has been abuzz for days now that both the men's and women's teams have made it to the Final Four. Stay-at-home mom Kathy Roy drives to Storrs to see every game. She considers herself a Husky maniac.
Yeah, but who would decide at the last minute to hop in a car on a rainy day and come stand here for an hour to see the guys off? Yeah, I think anybody who's here right now would have to call themselves that.
A pair of squealing freshmen, too shy to give their names, are waiting behind the line to see forward Charlie Villanueva.
We made a sign for Charlie once. It was for three people. We stood under it. It said Charlie's Angels.
Women's coach Gino Auriemma remembers when Husky basketball wasn't a big deal, and it only drew 200 fans.
It came because we recruited the right kind of kids, kids who loved what they were doing, had a great personality. We won an awful lot. And as it got bigger and bigger, then more people wanted to be involved.
Husky Mania is big business on campus. UConn's regular season tickets almost always sell out, and tickets for this year's Final Four are long gone. At the Husky Shop, the campus bookstore, salesperson Michelle Seneschal says this UConn phenomenon has even gone global.
We've sent stuff to Australia, we've sent things over in Europe, everywhere, fans everywhere.
Anne Charles already has her t-shirt. She's an English professor, and she'll be wearing it to class. Charles has been at UConn for 30 years. She's a big women's basketball fan.
Women's basketball here is just extraordinary, and it's really made enormous differences in the school. Better students, more funding for increased buildings, great feeling on campus that something positive is going on that everyone can share in.
And they do, to the point of obsession. During a recent halftime interview with ESPN, star Diana Taurasi said playing for UConn is like being in a fishbowl.
They love us. They know everyone's stats, birthdays, majors. They know every little thing about us. And like today, it's open practice. You expect, you know, a couple, 20, 30 people. You get, you know, 4,000 people out there that are cheering and, you know, into practice. And that makes you feel good. You know, you feel appreciated for every little thing you're doing.
If the UConn teams both win the national championship, it'll be the first time that two teams from the same school have won. And if they don't win, the young men and women who play UConn basketball will still be stars in Storrs. For NPR News, I'm Tondalea Wilder.